Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich Sheban's with us. You know, Rich, I was thinking about the current situation. I was thinking about the president, the crisis, the calamities, the catastrophes, the, you know, the toxic railroad situation, the spills, the incineration, the air pollution, the violent weather manipulation, the out of control banking system, the lack of trust in the media, pretty much everything. And it sounds like Wag the Dog. The movie Wag the Dog. The president's embroiled in a scandal, and what do? Well, he start World War III, or he's done them all. He's left Wag the Dog in the dust in terms of the number of catastrophes, calamities, distractions that we are being ensconced in. And here we are. Rich, can you share with us your take on the current situations that are embroiling the United States of America? And then let maybe get into some specifics. So a thumbnail, you know, just maybe a half hour of what is happening that we are all surrounded by.
You bet, Vince. In fact, if I had to create a theme for today, I would probably label it the weakening of the U.S. preparing for collapse and a potential attack. And I know this sounds dramatic, but as you know, I'm going to answer your question, but I'm also going to give proof, evidence, facts. Most people call it truth. And I want you to pay attention to the beta test that's happening, not just nationwide, but worldwide, and the sabotage of the bottom 93% of income earners. So what we're seeing, Vince, to answer your question, in fact, just to put that off for 10 seconds, I want to share a really great movie that I watched last night here at home. I have the DVD. It's titled The Battle of Athens. It's about a bunch of veterans who came back after fighting World War II in 1946. It's a small town in Tennessee. And their mayor and their sheriff was corrupt. Basically, all the things that we're seeing right now, not just from the federal government, but across the board, racketeering, collusion, corruption, happened there. So the small town got together with the veterans and other people and took their town back. I'm going to leave that there. So what's happening, Vince, to answer your question, we're seeing a weaponization of the federal government and weaponization of big corporations against we the people. Now, we have to remember, folks, whether it be bots or artificial intelligence, they have the power to change our speech in real time. It doesn't matter who's talking, but they can literally change even our expression on our faces in real time. Whether it be computer-generated imagery, which we've talked about, that CGI, which, you know, many different types of AI like ChatGPT, they have the certain sophistication to make people believe everything. But we have to be aware of the distractions, the cover-ups, the setups, and especially the divide-and-conquer strategies like race wars. flags everywhere, from pandemics to forced war, cyber attacks, the fear and the psyops from mainstream media, major propaganda on dumbing down the public. And that's why there's so much emphasis on censorship right now. Censorship is a growth industry for the elite, for big tech. And I'm not kidding you. So we see all these things like the January 6th planned setup that was coordinated to cover up the stolen election that we've given so much evidence and proof on over the past couple of years, where they overthrew a duly elected president. And our states illegally certified the results. We're seeing narratives being sold on every category you can possibly think of, including domestic terrorism. Every story right now that comes from Washington, the mainstream media, organizations, institutions, NGOs, they're all fake. They're all phony. They're all lying, gaslighting stories. And that's why you always hear me talk about many examples like Trump, Getz, and Kavanaugh. No proof Kavanaugh was a gang rapist. No proof Getz was a pedophile. In fact, they just dropped his case recently. And Trump, not only was he not a Russian spy, we have so much evidence of what Biden and the crime family is doing with China and other countries, which we're going to go through today. Again, nothing I say or we say in USA Prepares is made up. When I give proof, evidence, and facts based on truth, they're all published articles and interviews in the public domain. Can you imagine President Trump? They said he was a Russian spy for years, and it turned out Hillary Clinton, the DNC, manufactured and paid for all of it. And no one is going to jail. When we allow ourselves to let ignorance, apathy, and indifference be our religion, and we allow a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, where we don't have anybody earning a job, where you're getting it based on your skin pigmentation, shade, your gender, the gender you identify as, your sexual orientation, your nepotism connections, we have all these people not doing their job. Installed politicians, no one's doing their job. Look at all the con jobs, folks. I'll just use one little saying, safe and effective. Does a red flag go up in your mind when you hear the term safe and effective? I was just listening to an interview, a little sidebar here, from Dr. Judy Megavitz on StuPeters.com. And she talks about, from 1980, infection by injection. Hepatitis B vax gave AIDS to patients. 40 years of bioweapons programs run by Anthony Fauci. I just want to go off into a little tangent here. You remember Todd Callender on the Dr. Jane Ruby show? I mentioned all this to you. Basically, J&J bioweapons exposed, including dental anesthetics. That Dr. Betsy Eads, don't take any more shots again. We've given so much of this information by physicians, researchers, and scientists. And I want to remind you that Karen Kingston said that this technology, this lipid nanoparticle technology, is hijacking the human genome. She's got the patents. She's got the paperwork. She's got the receipts. It's a bioweapon that's part biology, part technology. And 5G and even fiber optic and LED lighting, these frequencies activate the technology. Now, she used the term activate. I've also quoted folks who are very reputable who use the term death switch regarding 5G. We have to wake up, people. We are being played across the board. And going back to the bank failures that you mentioned earlier, Vince, this is how the elites buy everything for pennies on the dollar. The term The term bailout is verboten by us. But that's exactly what's happening. But they're not admitting to that term. We, the people, are going to pay for it. See, capitalism for the super wealthy is only for their profits. When they make ill-advised or risky ventures, it goes into socialism and we pay for it. And that's exactly what's happening. So you're going to see more record bankruptcies, defaults, delinquencies by we the people. This is why 64% of us now live paycheck to paycheck. Remember all the BS about, oh, Trump's going to get us into World War III? Well, it looks like Biden's doing everything possible. It's not Biden. We know he's a puppet. How come our weapons sending that we send to Ukraine is ending up in Iran? Do you notice Iran and Saudi Arabia now have an alliance with China? We used to fight against each other. What was my theme for the day? Weakening us and preparing for a total collapse and attack. And this is why they want to use race wars. Any type of civil war. They want us weakened so then they can come in and pick up the pieces. Our government has been infiltrated. It's not just one Manchurian candidate. It's a whole host of them. People who basically were willing to take the bribery and the blackmail and literally eliminate standards and expectations and qualifications. And the people who are in charge have been psychologically profiled, whether it be government employees or big corporations, to be hired because they're willing to sell out their country for their own personal gain. It has nothing to do with what doing a good job, skills, talent, hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, merit. Nothing means anything. You're hired because you can be manipulated. The common denominator here, folks, and you've heard me say this many times, is that no one's doing their job. When you lower the bars of standards or qualifications for doing a job, everything crashes. Small business, small banks, across the board. This is why when bailouts increase, inflation is the train track right next to it going in the same direction. Everything is being centralized in front of our eyes. Why do you think one of my articles I'm going to talk about today is regarding wire transfers? This is, I guarantee you, so that people don't buy silver and gold. What we're seeing is a consolidation of power, money, and control, and they're using tools like centralization, currency, food, energy. It doesn't matter. Just like the SV Bank. Woke, green, now broke. It's literally nicknamed the Democrat ATM Bank. If we don't stand for principle, and I'm not just talking about everybody listening, I'm talking about the FBI, the DOJ, the DNI, the NIH, the AMA, the FDA, the CDC, the World Health Organization. If we don't stand for principle, then there's no hope. We need the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. We need integrity for the rule of law. In other words, we need truth, and we need it desperately. So, Vince, I hear break coming up, so I'm going to continue on the other side. In fact, I might even go start shortcutting my evidence and proof and facts on the other side. We appreciate you being here, folks.
We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mr. Chivins with us, and he is he's giving a synopsis of the current conditions in the world. We have a crisis of confidence. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you for letting me exercise our First Amendment right. So many people fought, bled, and died for. So, folks, this is pretty much going to be my theme. What I'm going to do right now is, believe it or not, I deleted almost 20 articles and interviews already just during the last break. Obviously, I'm not going to have enough time to go through probably even 70% of what I prepared for. But I'm going to try my best. I'm going to start shortcutting things because there's so much information that you need to hear. We're in an information war. And you are getting the propaganda, the false flags, the hoaxes, the lies, and the gaslighting. And we have to be educated enough to figure out how we can decentralize, which means self-govern, because we're about to lose everything under guise like climate change, climate emergency, ESG, EDI, all these politically correct buzzwords like equality, diversity, inclusion, fairness. These are all BS words, folks. Because they all imply some type of prosperity. We are losing ground. The bottom 93 is losing ground desperately while we're in the midst of a depopulation agenda. And we're literally seeing qualifications, proven results, low quality, lack of expertise, product safety going down the tubes, opportunity going down the tubes, expectations, bars of standards, everything to the delegitimization of work, it's all going down the tubes. So I'm going to start talking about facts, evidence, proof, and truth, as I do every broadcast that I'm on this show. Former lies to Congress. COVID-19 created in a lab, U.S. government-funded gain-of-function research. And I'm going to, like I said, I have so much information. I'd love to go off into tangents, but I just feel that today especially is news that you need to hear regarding the theme of the day. Former CDC head, COVID-19 likely the result of gain-of-function research. This is an article basically how Fauci published the takedown of COVID-19 origins and included his use of NIH grants, National Institute of Health, to buy off scientists. Folks, if you or I did one millionth of this, we'd be in the who's gal for life. Fauci funded over 30 studies of coronavirus engineering. Look, we've given many an article relating to big farmers' net overselling narratives on how the so-called physicians and scientists and researchers literally took the money to sell the end result conclusion of the narrative. We've given tons of this information over the years. This is why it's now called the profession formerly known as practicing medicine. Next. Fauci's darkest day, and by the way, this isn't making national headlines on the mainstream media. That's why so many people are going to the alternative media, because they're hungry for the truth. Caught in bribery scam to save his skin, repeatedly lied on COVID origins, paid off doctors, former CDS chair Dr. Redfield testifies, confirms all in video. Look, I realize we can talk about each of these articles for an hour. I don't have the time, but I think you get the gist of the context of what we're delivering to you, which is truth. Here's a really good interview on StuPeters.com with Melissa McAtee, and it's titled "Secret Pfizer Doc Reveals 2019 Human Jab Trials: Pfizer Caught Testing Vax Before the Pandemic." That's why it's a plandemic, folks, because they knew. How did they know? Why are they testing? How come this patents that goes back with this plandemic, scamdemic to 2015? All the evidence is there. Mom sues D.C. doctor who gave children COVID vaccines without consent. Scientists who created first COVID vaccine found strangled to death. This is in Russia, of Russia scientists. I'm going to comment on these last two articles after the break, folks.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. The Biden administration's working to protect depositors after the failure of Silicon Valley Bank and New York Signature Bank over the weekend. The administration's move to get money from the FDIC to cover accounts exceeds the $250,000 limit per account set by the FDIC. It should be noted the account Biden is using to cover the losses contains roughly $128 billion. President Biden is signing a gun control executive order today that the administration says will get the country as close to universal background checks as possible without additional legislation. It builds on the bipartisan legislation Biden signed into law last June, but requires the Attorney General to infringe by redefining which firearms dealers are required to run background checks. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us, and he has delineated the crisis of confidence and also domestic terrorism, which is evident in the violent weather manipulation. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Yeah, the so-called experts and official authorities, folks, has betrayed the trust of the people. They've dishonored and corrupted their own professions. And this is what we're seeing right now, because people aren't being chosen for the criteria that we always discuss. They're being chosen because they are willing to sell you out for their own personal benefit. Now, regarding the last two articles I just mentioned regarding the lawsuits and the scientists being strangled to death, the reason why we're seeing a lot of these retributions happening around the world, and you've heard me talk about this before. I've given the example of how I can hear commercials out of Canada and Trudeau saying that workplace violence in healthcare is the worst. It's not the worst. They're preparing. It's part of the PSYOP.
because people are waking up to the genocide, the eugenics, in other words, murder, and they're worried about retribution. That's why this is happening. You got to pay attention to the psyops. A lot of it is under the guise of some type of benevolence, but it's basically to cover their own butt. This woke ideology is not about, it's about, what they do is sell the manufactured perception to get you to behave or believe a certain way. But what everything is done is to protect the super rich and consolidate power, money, and control. Okay, I got to move on here, folks, because of time. This is an article and a video from Democrat Rep. Jamie Raskin of Maryland. He basically claimed that legislation, and this is just the other day, legislation to prevent government agencies from censoring Americans would help dictators like Russian President Putin. I want you to think about how stupid that sounds, how it makes absolutely no sense at all. It's like me being in an argument with you or to anybody, and I go up in front of the microphone, and I say, plane, desk, bird, glass, rock, tree, coffee, car, fence, paper, stove, building. It makes no sense. So what I'm going to do is just read a couple of comments from the American people regarding Democrat Raskin's comment. Well, there you have it. The liberals are not suspected of attacking the First Amendment. And I'm reading it word for word, folks. So if it doesn't sound fluid, I'm just trying to be as accurate as possible. Attacking the First Amendment, they officially announced their intent. Also, this is the same guy who's working with up to 17 blue states to allow the electoral voters to ignore election results and vote the way the Democrats want them to. And Trump was the insurrectionist, question mark. Another comment about this. Government redefines truth on many occasions, slavery, abortion, death penalty, and yes, even January 6th. Raskin's January 6th committee wanted J6 to be about limited amount of videos put together to form a certain narrative, a typical Soviet style of justice, while McCarthy wants to clear freedom of speech approach to January 6th with all 14,000 hours of footage to tell the whole story. Raskin speaks only of himself when he speaks of such tactics. You see what they do, folks? They basically, they're behaving like Nazi Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, and then they put Putin in his explanation when they're doing the same thing. Everything they say that we do, they have already done. And they can't even come up with any proof that we did it, because we didn't. Okay, I got to move on here. This is a basically a retaliation from Elon Musk. And it's basically the Biden administration was demanding that Elon Musk explain why he allowed journalists to access Twitter files. First of all, this is a major attack on the First Amendment. And when it comes to journalists and sources, they shouldn't be compromised in the first place. So Elon Musk had a great short comment to the Biden administration. Quote, a shameful case of weaponization of government agencies and for political purposes and suppression of the truth. Elon, you're 100% right on. Here's another article, and it's basically talking about how we don't have federal law enforcement agencies being accountable for tyranny. And it's two congresswomen on this, basically talking about this, and it's Congresswoman Kat Kamick of Florida and Harriet Hagman of Wyoming. I like Harriet. And not just because she's in the next state for me, but basically these women were talking about how the FBI targeted pro-lifers and Christians while showing little effort to prosecute all these abortion activists who are attacking crisis pregnancy centers. We cannot. This is why we talk about, you know, we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability. We need to have practice what you preach laws. We don't have that. And when you hear all the FBI articles that I have, you're going to cringe today. Biden's commerce secretary says she's reluctant to ban China's TikTok because Democrats would lose every voter under 35. Whoa. I want you to think about the implication on how the Democrats think that the young people in America are so stupid that they could be brainwashed to vote for them. Look, we've talked about the electronic addiction to young people. We've talked about how they are targeted to be followers and are losing their ability to think. We've given the articles. We've seen increased suicide, increased drug use, increased gender confusion. Basically, overall despair for young people is going through the roof. And I have more articles on that, depending on what I get to, time allowing. Next article. This is from the Los Angeles Times. Sit down for this, swallow your coffee, and I don't want anybody to choke. How white and affluent drivers are polluting the air breathed by L.A.'s people of color. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Look, you've heard me say this before. Okay, let's take all the white people. Let's talk about laws of excess. Let's put a $5 million net worth cap on all white people. Let's make it two. But let's make sure we include names like all these pasty white people like Zuckerberg, Soros, Schwab, Fauci, Bezos, Gates, Ted Turner, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Kissinger, Carnegies. How about that, folks? Why don't we do all this? I challenge Cori Bush to do this because they're always talking because they want race war. Because the super wealthy, they don't care. They have their food storage. They have their underground bunkers. They don't even care if there's nuclear war, these people. But see, they're not practicing what they preach. They're basically double standard hypocrites is what the elites really are. That's how what we should be calling them. You ready for this one, folks? Oversight Chair James Comer, quote, "It's as bad as we thought. We have in-hand documents that shows the Biden family was getting money from Chinese Communist Party." Folks, all we see is everything is theater. People in government, judges, lawyers, bankers, they don't want to work. They have basically signed on the dotted line to hand us all the information, but no one's getting arrested. No indictments. It's all acting at every level. It's basically Hollywood. No one is doing their job. I've said this for 12 years on the air. 12 years. This is the common denominator, folks. No one's doing their job because people aren't earning their job. They're getting it based on what group they're in or their nepotism connections. Just think of the words safe and effective. It's all BS, folks. I mean, even though it's true, because we've given tons of these articles about the Biden crime family and 10% going to the big guy, nothing, no one's getting arrested. So the powers that be, and this is a very disturbing article and video from Australia. What they're doing is they're recruiting for new recruits for the Australian Army. And basically, remember how when you recruit people, you used to recruit people to protect your country from foreign enemies. Remember that? Well, now they are literally admitting, it's way more than an implication here, that they are recruiting new army for the Australian Army to basically attack citizens to protect the elite and their lieutenants who are acting as so-called authorities. The people are now the enemy. This is a huge psyop, folks. You have to, look, if we don't believe a word we say, We say that, Vince and I say this all the time, you got to do your own reading, research, and verification. We're at the reckoning point right now, folks. Everything's fraud. Everything's corrupt. Everything's fake. Everything. Speaking of fake, we all love Debbie Wasserman Schultz because she's so intelligent. You know what her comment was now? The majority of drugs coming across the border are mostly carried by Americans. Never mind the fentanyl and everything else from China. Never mind all the other drugs that's being carried by illegal immigrants. For all you parents out there and grandparents who lost their kids and grandkids to drug overdose because of their despair, or they were doing something with the wrong people and they got tricked into taking the wrong drug, which was probably laced with fentanyl or something even worse, because there's worse drugs out there. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is blaming you Americans and not the people bringing it across. Of course, there's some responsibility for hanging out with the right people and not taking drugs, but a lot of people are being pressured into this stuff, and they think they're even taking a hit of marijuana, and there's something way worse in it. So for all you people who lost your children, thank Debbie Wasserman Schultz, please. Next article, CPAC. We all know about the Conservative Political Action Conference. Well, did you know that it's funded by George Soros, Big Tech, Mark Zuckerberg, neocon Koch brothers, financial documents reveal? I want you to think about that, folks. And apparently there was Matt Schlapp, who's one of the leaders of this, is being accused of sexually assaulting a male GOP campaign staffer. Can't make this stuff up, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
If you're interested in learning about how drugs are getting into the United States of America and killing your loved ones and friends and family, you might consider the homework assignment of reading or listening to the audio of Operation Gladio. It will leave you questioning everyone in leadership and everyone in the position of authority. Mark my words. Operation Gladio. It's available on eBay. It's expensive, but you might want to get a copy and share the cost and let others listen to it if you get it as an audio book, or if you get the book, share the book. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. All right, next article here, folks. I have so much important information I'm not going to get to even a fraction of what I wanted to. So I'm going to try and speed it up a little bit. Smoking gun documents reveal the FBI is hiding, destroying evidence. FBI agent caught lying on stand. This is regarding January 6th. I have a whole slew of articles on January 6th I want to get to today. I sure hope I have the time. You've got to remember, when it comes to the FBI, folks, the Whitmer kidnapping plot, the Twitter files regarding election fraud, the SWAT raids on conservative, the January 6th plans to choreograph an insurrection, infiltration of the Proud Boys, secret subpoenas during Spygate. 99% of UFBI agents, especially the ones listening to this broadcast today, should be whistleblowers. We need heroes, folks. As you can see, America and the rest of the world who's listening, we are the elite are creating a police state. And a good example was the recruitment of the Australian Army. This is very disturbing. We need whistleblowers. 99% of the FBI should be a whistleblower. We need heroes. We need courage. We need courage. And patriotism worldwide, which is the desire to be free, liberty, and not disrespect over a million combat soldiers who lost their lives for us. And that's just here in America. Come on, folks. Come on. FBI, DOJ, we need whistleblowers. We need Americans. Whistleblower Project highlights hundreds of major U.S. corporation businesses that have gone woke and now discriminate against conservatives. I was going to go through the list. I don't have time. It's on naturalnews.com. Please, Mike Adams' website, please see this so you know where not to patronize. Ever heard of lending $100 against the collateral of 60?
Well, this is the deal, folks. The world's largest central bank, which is the Fed, is now doing BTFPs, which is called Bank Term Funding Programs. So basically, it's a fancy name to avoid a systemic collapse in case there is a flight of deposits across the system. And this was just announced, well, it says a few hours ago. The date on this article is yesterday. Folks, we have a lot of financial gimmickry, and it's all to take money from the little guy to give to the big guy. This is why we're seeing a small bank exodus. This, we're seeing a contagion with the banks, and a lot of people are going to the bigger banks because they feel they have a better chance of getting their funds back because they're going to be bailed out. And they, hardly anybody talks about the derivative exposure, which is corrupt. You talk about financial gimmickry. Basically, what derivatives is, and we've talked about this before, is there's dozens of names. You've all heard about credit default swaps. That's one of the names. But it's a contract between two parties whose value is determined by the changing in the value of an asset, which is always changing. It's because they bundle the assets behind the scenes, and then they sell them, and then they rebundle them, and they resell them. Hence the term change in the value of assets. That's why derivatives are in the quadrillions. And yes, there's an S at the end of that. And it could be currencies, could be bonds, equities, commodities, real estate. It's a side bet. It's like a casino. It's like selling insurance protection hundreds of times. The whole system has already blown up, folks. They're just going to literally pull the pin on video so they can bring in the CBDCs, the central bank digital currencies. You better wake up, folks. This woke ideology isn't for you. It's for the wealthy elite. All right, I got to move on here. This is an article that basically it was shown. This wasn't supposed to get out. A Democrat senator by the name of Mark Kelly is calling for social media censorship to prevent bankrupt runs. This is illegal. This is against the First Amendment. This is collusion. One last article here before the break. World Health official says, quote, we may have to enter homes and remove family members. Do I need to say any more? World Health official, organization official, WHO official, we may have to enter homes and remove family members. Are you awake yet, or are you still woke, people? We'll be back on the other side.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.